Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only...
Seth Hurwitz. You always make me introduce myself. Well, where's my introduction?
The one and only Seth Hurwitz!
And I'm here with...
Jason Fraley. Yeah, excellent. We should have you do the introduction.
Well, yeah.
Next time we'll do that.
Okay.
But obviously, no, we love when you come in. It's always a blast. And this time we want to talk about an exciting, kind of bittersweet, final Vans Warped Tour.
I'm sad.
Coming to Merriweather for the last time. Now, when did they decide this was going to be the last one and why?
I don't know when they decided it because I wasn't there when they decided it. But they told me that it was the last one. Oh, not that long ago. You know, we booked it like we usually do. They hold the date and then it gets done. And then, I don't know. At some point, Kevin Lyman is the guy that puts this thing together. And he's been doing it for all these years. And I don't know if he just got tired of it or what, because it always sells out and it's a great thing. I don't know why he's quitting even. I know he narrowed it down to less cities this year. He's a really cool guy. He put this thing together and he maintained the integrity of it, which is why it's always sold out. It's never about who's playing. It's about the fact that there's a zillion bands playing. It's very egalitarian in the bands. At least they used to. I think they still do. They would actually literally, and I mean that literally.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Literally, and I mean that literally. Put the names of the bands in like a hat or a wheel or something where they would draw who goes on when. So there was no arguing about I'm bigger than them and we're going on there, or, you know, whatever. The bands would really draw straws or whatever, and that's who went on when. So you could get, I mean, there were acts like Katy Perry, Paramore, people like that. They might go on at 11 in the morning, and they would decide the day before, I think. So it was really cool, and they were all over the place. You could just wander all over all day, see all kinds of bands at every turn, and total surprise. It's very unique. I'm very sad to see it go because it's one of a kind. Hopefully someone will step up and say, well, if they're not going to do it, I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it. I'll do it, in fact.
That was my next question. Who could bring it back?
I mean, it's called Warped. I mean, he certainly, I guess he has probably a trademark on a festival being called Warped, but God knows I've been called Warped a few times.
I think even before we got on the air, I called you Warped. Well, either way, let's pretend maybe it will come back one day. Who knows? But we got to treat this one as it's the last one. So our listeners should definitely come out and go. Who's playing this year?
Yeah, I mean, can't we promote a show that's not going to sell out? I mean, I don't need to come on here and promote this.
I know, but we're doing a nostalgic look back as well. So who's playing this year?
Who's playing this year at Merriweather or on Warped?
At Warped. We'll get to Merriweather.
Oh, well, coming back, looks like some. There's a lot of people I haven't heard of here, which is always the case, right? Because they always do stuff way ahead of their time.
You will hear of them one day.
You definitely will. There is no question about it, because there's been some very big acts, you know, Blink-182 type stuff that's played here. But Less Than Jake is playing Mayday Parade. I'm just looking at this list. I'm trying to find someone I know, but I can just read it off. But we'll be here all day if I do that.
No, so. I'll list some of them. You mentioned Blink-182 had played in the past. Who are some of the other highlights over the years that, from your recollection?
Like I said, Katy Perry played and Paramore and can you help me out here, Audrey? I see Audrey's name on the air. She's always accompanying me here.
She's the woman behind the magic.
Who else, Audrey? Come on, you can talk.
Tegan and Sarah. And I'm pretty sure that Fall Out Boy,
I'm sure.
And
Panic at the Disco or any of those people.
All those kinds of bands, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people.
City soundtrack.
And a lot of bands come back and do it just to prove that they're still young. Not just young at heart, but physically can get on stage at 11 in the morning after doing things the night before that they perhaps not ought to be at their age.
Exactly.
As we all have.
Speaking of young, a lot of our listeners grew up going to this. It became a summer tradition, and then they, even as they got a little older, they went to prove they were still young.
That's right. They grew up going to this. I'm not sure they grew up listening to WTOP, but
now
they need to check traffic and weather and things like that they didn't care about when they went to Warped. They probably grew up.
They're like, I need to tune in and get my fix of Seth.
So they remember who went, but they probably don't care who's going They probably just need to know where to drop the kids off and pick them up.
Funny how things evolve and change. How long has it been coming? Let's talk historically. How long has it been coming to Meriwether? Like, when was the first one? Do you remember?
It didn't start at Meriwether. It started at the other place. But it eventually found its way to Meriwether. And it played both places, I think, 1 year.
It's the other place.
Bristow?
Is that where it started? Or where
I'm not... I don't know where not, it... You know,
it started...
I forget what you call it, but it was the other place.
Do you know when it started at Meriwether?
Oh, boy. 10 years ago?
I want to say 2007. Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
About 10 years ago.
Yeah. And in case some of our listeners do, who only have heard of it but don't know much about it, it's of course it's a national tour that's been going on.
It's a national tour with a zillion bands, and it's put together by a guy named Kevin Lyman, and he's always there the day of doing a barbecue and stuff, and he, like all of us, has gotten a year older each year the festival has gotten older, and I guess is maybe tired of being out on the road, but...
What was sort of the niche that Warped Tour provided amid all the other shows and all the other festivals?
Well, it's a place where kids, what I saw it as, I hate to use cliches, but I'm going to have to use one here. It's a rite of passage. Is that the
yeah?
So kids could go. It's a very safe environment, and kids would go, and this is like your first day out. You're there. Your parents are not there. Your parents are not taking you to this because they ain't sticking around in the heat and going through this. They're dropping you off. And you're there having a blast. You know, you're on your own. You see your friends. I can tell you because from the concession numbers, I mean, nobody's drinking really. It's really a fun thing and healthy thing. And you can express yourself, do what you want, dress how you want, and it's a great thing. Something should replace it, I think, because it's a really great thing for people to get out, teenagers and stuff, and be on their own and have fun and find themselves. And
let's brainstorm. What could replace it?
Well, let's see. If it were my festival, it would be the... Truly Sick Festival. I don't know. Warped, the
Sweaty
Twisted,
from Bike Ride.
The Demented Tour. I don't know.
The Demented Tour. I like that. All right. Well, let's get through this one first, and then we can talk about what might replace it. All right. What else is coming up at Meriwether this summer? So we'll come to the Warped Tour. What else can we expect?
I am personally excited about David Byrne. Getting back to our core audience here at WTOP, the shows you're not dropping the kids off at.
Right.
So David Byrne, you know, the Talking Heads and all mm-hmm. that, he did a show at the Anthem that was just mind-blowing. I mean, people were talking about that was one of the best shows they've ever seen. Of course, he does do a lot of Talking Heads stuff, but his show is so phenomenal the way he stages it and changes the setup every song. I can't really... Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, I don't want to give it away or anything, but it's really innovative, creative, and... what you would expect from him. He's it's different than anything you've seen. I would highly recommend seeing that, and that sold out way in advance at the Anthem, so we could have actually done another Anthem show instead, but we did it at Meriwether to accommodate more people, because that's a great show.
Awesome.
The Kerfuffle shows, Fall Out Boy, Rise Against, AWOL Nation, bunch of bands, a bunch of good bands. Jason Mraz is coming back.
Nice.
And he's a longtime Meriwether favorite. Of course, we have Two Nights of Fish, which is another Meriwether tradition. Mm-hmm. Cake and Ben Folds together. Portugal the Man. Another thing that's really cool is this Trelectro Festival, mm-hmm. which is kind of a combination of hip-hop, rap, electronic, instead of just the kind of out-and-out, you know, hip-hop that's
right.
all the rage now, but it combines some cool acts. So it's got SZA and 2 Chainz and The Internet and Playboi Carti and...
Nice.
You know, that's a really cool show.
That will be fun. Tell me about Summer Spirit Fest.
Summer Spirit Fest. It's got Erykah Badu. She loves playing Meriwether. And The Roots and Anderson .Paak. Nas, that's always a huge show. Raheem Devon from DC. you know, that's just a really wonderful day out in the country there at Merriweather. And love going to that.
Absolutely.
Our friends, Daryl Brooks, our friend Daryl Brooks and Carol Kirkendall, longtime promoters in D.C., do that show there.
See, I love this. I'm getting multiple pieces out of this. So,
they're really cool. You ought to have them on. Yeah. You know what? They have some incredible memories. They used to do a lot of big shows. They used to do like George Clinton at the Capitol Center. Oh, wow. He's playing 9:30 next month, by the way, on his making his farewell rounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked to Clinton once. He's a good interview. Yes, I love this. Who else we got? We got The National. We got Kenny Chesney. Portugal the Man.
Another show that sold out the Anthem and coming back and playing Merriweather.
Do you find that now that you know that you've been, you know, the Anthem's been gone for, you know, what are we, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, something like that? It was October, so.
Let me do the math here. This is seventh month, they open in October, 9 months.
Coming up on a year soon. Yeah. Now that you've got your bearings there, are you finding that that's a nice, like you're saying, that like once they play Anthem and then you say, hey, come out to Merriweather.
I say it and they say it. I mean, everyone wants to play the Anthem because it's brand new, but then, you know, it's like, well, all right, well. We sold that out and turned away a lot of people. Let's come back and do Merriweather. And it's kind of like, it's the new shiny toy. And people love playing there and people love going there. But, you know, nobody really wants to play the same place every time. So, as we said in the interview that we did before it opened, it gives people a new option, the bands. Mm-hmm. And they want to play all the places, you know.
Yeah.
So, everyone's having fun. Everyone's playing this venue, that venue. We're having a good time.
Awesome. Well, we always appreciate the monthly or bi-monthly updates when you pop on in here.
You want me to come in? I'll come in.
Why? Before we go, why should our listeners come on out to the final Warped Tour?
Well, you know what? If you went there as a kid, then you should go and see it one last time. You'll have memories of when you were there, and you'll see yourself in those kids. Or you'll realize how old you are, I guess. But and if you've never been to one at all, you should definitely check it out because it's Never Never Land. I mean, it's another world. It's really cool. I mean, I just go and walk around and feel old, but.
And they play all day long, or they're multiple stages?
Oh yeah, all day long. Actually, it doesn't go into the evening. It kind of I think it ends around sunset, but it's really cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Seth Hurwitz on WTOP. See, I said your name that
Jason Fraley.
Thanks, guys.